Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, then. Mike Tomlin readying another plan for Justin Fields. It's not a quarterback decision he has to make yet because Russell Wilson isn't ready to play and won't practice tomorrow. So we are effectively in a holding pattern with the Steelers quarterbacks. It is still Justin Fields' job because the other guy is not deemed fit to play. So good afternoon, everybody. Malzi across from me, Donnie Football here. We will talk until 6, and then the second episode of the Landon Roberts Show comes your way from Mineo's Pizza House in Allison Park. So Justin Fields has won 2 games. He can probably score his biggest victory and make his strongest impression in the home opener if he's able to beat another 2-0 team that has given up even fewer points than the Steelers through 2 games, and that would be Jim Harbaugh's Los Angeles Chargers. And by the way, he is back to doing his corny shtick there. Now, when they win games, he brings everybody together and he says, "Who's got it better than us?" And then they pause and say, "Nobody." So back to the college stuff and the slamming of the shoulder pads of Herbert and the punching him in the chest plate and slamming his hands on his helmet before. But he
wins.
Very
weird guy, but
he wins everywhere he goes.
Terrific coach.
Yes, he is. He drinks whole milk with spaghetti and things like that.
That's like a kid move.
I know.
That's the kid part of that.
Here's the thing I want to know from you guys and our listeners on Fields. What is your updated opinion of Justin Fields? Because I would think, and I'm going to open up the phone lines here with Donnie at 412-928-9370. Even the people who said before the season started that Justin Fields was nothing more than a backup quarterback, was never going to be a good quarterback in the NFL. Those people would, I would think, after these 2 games, they'd have to at least be changing their minds a little bit based on what they've seen from Fields. I know I have, because the number one complaint I heard about Fields as a quarterback from our listeners and the people that call in and text in and get on our case on social media, the number one thing I heard was that he's not a winner. How many times did I hear 10-28? Over and over and over again. Look at his record in Chicago. You can't win with this guy. He's 10-28. He's done something through 2 games that he's never done before, which is take care of the football in back-to-back wins. Turnover-free football in 2 wins. He never done that in Chicago. So he's not scoring a lot of points. He's not throwing for 300 yards. He's not throwing 3 touchdown passes. But he's already doing something that a lot of his detractors said he couldn't do, which is don't have these screw-up plays or stupid plays or failure to read a defense or just get hit and fumble the ball or try to make a play when one isn't there and get loosey-goosey with it and F it up. He's done none of that. And I would actually contend here through 2 games that we've gotten good moments from Justin Fields and really none of the bad moments yet, Chris.
We've had a couple snaps that he's been very lucky, did not end up going to the other team. The very first snap of the season ends up like a 4-yard gain because he falls on the ball as it's moving forward. One more snap in that game that goes semi-awry, and then the last one in this Denver game where Warren is Johnny on the spot. He really hasn't put the ball at risk at all in the air, which is, I think, probably Mike Tomlin's chief thing that he wants him to do. Like, fumbles are one thing. I really think Tomlin can't stomach interceptions. I know that they're all the same, but given the way Mike wants to coach this team, you almost consider fumbles more of a cost of doing business if you're going to run the ball, et cetera.
Well, right? Have you been impressed by that point that you just made about how he's put the ball in the air and you're not seeing any...
PFF hasn't seen a single turnover-worthy play, which is really a throw by him. I thought the one to Austin where Austin slipped maybe was close to that, but I was most impressed yesterday when I was going through the game again that when he was getting sacked near the goal line, he clearly made that calculation that athletic quarterbacks have the ability to make. Should I try to do something here and make it happen? And instead he just fell over. He took the sack.
So his decision-making has been much better than you thought it would be.
Discretion is the better part of valor is a nice phrase right now. His decision-making's been good. I would say I've flip-flopped on this. I think I said I might go back to Wilson when he's healthy after watching that game Sunday, but then the more I thought about it, the more I realized I'm being really unfair to Fields. He was objectively very good in the first half of the game. Penalties by Broderick Jones, a penalty by Van Jefferson, took points off the board. It could have been as lopsided as 21-0, in which case that game is over. He did, I think, everything you'd want him to do. Made like plays that you could almost gawk at for how nice they were. Made some of the simple throws, the bullet to Austin on a third in middle distance, the throw he just rips to Pickens on a third and long. Like, to go along with the splashy stuff, those are plays that good quarterbacks make routinely, and that's why they're good quarterbacks, and he made them. The second half, I thought he did not execute well, and I also thought the game plan was horse crap, because if Mike Tomlin could have just run the Veer offense to get out of that stadium, he probably would have.
Well, it was horse crap for a quarterback to look good within the offense.
Well, but he didn't execute it that well either. Yes, it fit the game, but it didn't really give him a chance to shine. And I think he still could have even been better. He missed a throw or two where I thought he could have made a throw, but that's neither here nor there. I have to give him credit because he is not turning the ball over and they're winning, and he is showing flashes of ability that suggest that you might be able to get the best of both worlds out of him. But I guess I'm just, all of that is leavened by a little bit of caution, because you know what keeps popping up in my mentions? Bears fans, scarred from the last 3 years, saying, just you wait. Eventually, you'll see. And these are people who like Justin Fields, the person who just never thought he was going to get there.
What does that fan base, what's their barometer for what good quarterback play is? Like, are Jets fans saying to Vikings fans, just wait, Sam Darnold's going to start sucking?
Probably some of them are.
Okay, well, you get a guy in a better situation with receivers around him or better play callers, he plays better.
They're saying it because they saw the raw numbers, and I think it would be fair to say that you can't just put the raw numbers he put up in Chicago, the bad ones, I mean the turnovers, completely aside after two games. I am cautiously optimistic that they have like started to fix Humpty Dumpty here and might get them all back together, and might get the player probably the Bears thought they were getting 3 years ago when they drafted him. Like, I am cautiously optimistic. I would like to believe that if they had needed more out of him against Denver, they would have gotten more out of him.
It's gone about as good as it can go with Fields replacing Wilson to start the year. You win two road games. That almost never happens to start a Steelers season. I think, of all the things that are on the... Justin Fields' strengths and weaknesses board, the carelessness with the football is the weakness that is in bold print. And he has done an incredibly good job at that. So I went into this originally believing that they might have, among the two quarterbacks, a guy that is going to eventually be a long-term solution. Not a super long-term with Russell Wilson, but more than just a one-year stopgap. And best case scenario with Fields, he solves your quarterback problem for 10 years. As far as the Fields part of that equation goes, I feel good about him right now. The few plays they've asked him to make, for the most part, he's executed them, Chris. He's done what they're asking of him. It's not a lot because their defense is so good, but Tomlin doesn't want a lot from his quarterbacks.
Well, he's going to need a lot more starting.
He didn't want a lot from Trubisky.
He needs more
starting this
week.
He didn't want a lot from Pickett. He didn't want a lot from Fields. The only time he wanted a lot was when he was left no choice and Mason Rudolph was able to just throw caution to the wind.
And
to his credit, he delivered.
And then they
told
him, see you later.
That did not change Tomlin's ideology or philosophy on how to handle quarterbacks one bit.
Mike,
now we're
needs,
back to this.
Well, Mike needs more starting this week, I think. This is clearly the best team they've played. They got behind the Raiders and then suffocated them. We think more of that because the Raiders went on the road and minshewed the Ravens.
Or he might think that both defenses are great.
No, this
and
is a
if
game
a team
Mike,
turns the ball over one time, that could be the absolute difference in the game.
The other
he might
team,
think that.
The other
he
team
probably
has
does.
One of the few quarterbacks that's even arguably as or more gifted overall for the position physically than Fields. Herbert's that good. Tomlin referenced that, how surprised they were, basically, that he ran all over them.
And yet their numbers are virtually the same. Well, Herbert's averaging 137 passing yards a game, and so is Fields.
Yeah, no one's averaging anything this year. I'm not going to use a two-game sample size where it's way down to like give Justin Fields too much cover. My point is, they're playing a game where the other team's offensive line is absolutely good enough to hand it to their defensive line at times. The other team's got a running back who's been ripping off 100-plus yards both of these games, not even getting 15 carries. They are going to need more from Justin Fields. I'm very confident saying this Sunday. And I think that game, if they win it and he gives them a little bit more, it will do more to enhance his standing with Mike Tomlin than the first two wins combined.
How about you?
It would feel, I'd feel the same way. I would add myself in there. If Justin Fields has a game that looks like something like he's done, 70% completion, and he throws for about 185 and a touchdown and runs for 40 yards and maybe sets up another touchdown with his legs, I will say that is easily the best game he's played. Because it's the best competition against the best coach that they've gone against so far. And he would have passed his test.
I also think his game against Atlanta looks better now in retrospect. He played better than Hurts did last night against them.
That game makes me honestly feel really good about their defense more than anything because they heated up Kirk Cousins.
But look at Hurts. It was 180 and a touchdown and an interception.
Well, to be fair, if we were talking about Hurts, though, in this town, and they had, you know, Saquon Barkley catches a very catchable pass, we're talking about how Jalen Hurts was an absolute bull in the running game, if we're going to be fair about this.
Well, his running stats were a lot like Fields, were they not?
I mean, he was just chugging down the field, though, taking on defenders, setting them up for touchdowns. I'm saying he didn't play a bad game. If his running back literally catches a ball that I would say 99 to 100 times out of 100 should be caught, the game's over.
I understand that. What I'm saying is their stats are about the same. One guy's making over $200 million. The other guy's making less than five. And Fields won and Hurts didn't. I mean, I have to feel better about him based on that. Like, we were talking about Atlanta.
I mean, he put up 265, almost 270 in total yardage in that game after putting up 300-plus yards of offense in the first game. His numbers are demonstrably higher except for passer rating because he's turning the ball over. But if you're talking about like actual positive and not non-negative stats, Hurts is doing more positives, but he's, unfortunately for him and for them, thrown in
and
negatives.
And Tomlin values the not doing the negative more than he does doing the positive.
So like my point is here, Mike has asked him to thread a very specific needle, which he has definitely threaded thus far, but I feel like the ask is going to start changing as the competition does, and that's where the unknown comes from for me.
But if he wasn't even able to do this, Chris, then we'd have no hope that he could do the next part that you're talking about.
100%. But he has passed that. That's kind of like a weird rubric. If he had sucked out loud, yeah, I'd be all aboard the when can Russ get back healthy. He has been very serviceable so far. Starting this weekend, I think he needs to be more than serviceable because I think the competition dictates.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's it.
It's good to get to know some of these guys, and Justin is included in that. The development of our relationship and me getting to know and understand him, and him getting to understand me, it just grows in in-game environments. There's some point in the game I went up to him, I told him to challenge his unit in terms of cleaning up their play so we could get out of the stadium and end the game. And I asked him to do it in his own voice and his own words, but those are some of the things that you ask a quarterback to do.
All right, Mike Tomlin treating Justin Fields like more of a leader and captain, he describes there during the Broncos win. Fields, for the first time ever, won back-to-back games without committing a turnover. He's playing mistake-free football. Is he winning you over as Steelers quarterback? 412-928-9370. That is the question on the table. Getting your thoughts on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Best call is going to win a $50 pins
gift card. Did you just say
pinnace? That absolute work. It's a four-letter word, Pony.
Pins. What's pins?
Are you asking me what pins is?
Yes.
Pins Mechanical.
Oh.
You've heard Donnie talk about it. You've heard my voice attached to it. Yes.
Why are you making that face
pinnace
over there?
Yes, pinnace.
I've pronounced things before where it was meant to be an acronym, and I've said it as a word, and you guys have gotten mad at me. So I didn't know.
Well, it sounded like you said $50 penis gift card first.
I was about to say P-I-N-S and spell it out like that. And then, I don't know, I panicked and I said penis. I did. It would have been nice if you dumped me there so people didn't have to hear that flub, but that's all right, whatever.
That's all right. It fits with the tone of the show, doesn't it, Donnie? What we know Pony has said many times before about this show and what it traffics in.
$50 gift card for the best caller here on some of these topics today. What, you guys, can we get decorum back here and take this seriously, please?
Yeah, I think I probably put Donnie on the spot too quickly with
that
one.
We are big on caulk on this show.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Man, we got some loaded lines here. Let's start with Zach in New Kent. Hello, Zach.
Hey, I cannot wait to win this $50 Pinnace gift card.
You're off to a great start, Zach.
Okay, here's my take. Well, first, big fan. I love your show.
Thank you, Zach.
I think that Fields won me over. I called you guys a couple weeks back. I was a Russ fan. I thought that, you know, he was going to come in and play well, but I have to reverse course. I think that Fields has a real coach that is teaching him how to play proper football for the first time in his life. I think that Fields has always been told he's the fastest, strongest, most athletic person on the field. Get the corner, throw the ball 70 yards, you'll be fine. We're Ohio State. He goes to Chicago. No dice. It don't work like that in the NFL. And now he has a coach that tells him, you get what you take. You take what you give. You work your way down the field. We methodically get 70 yards drives. It's okay to punt the ball. It's okay to kick a field goal.
So this is Zach giving Mike Tomlin credit here for what he's seen in Justin Fields, if I'm hearing you right?
100%. Mike Tomlin has turned this man into a new quarterback. He plays the game correctly. He takes the 10-yard runs when he can instead of forcing a dig route in the middle of the field to get picked off. He's polished right now. He's getting polished.
All right. We're seeing Zach starting right out of the box with Mike Tomlin praise here on Fields.
Better luck on the Pinnace gift card, Zach.
Donnie, his take, he's made Justin Fields into a new quarterback. Do you agree?
I wouldn't say a new one, but he has definitely changed his game. Like, he has definitely...
For better or worse?
For the better. I mean, maybe the flash is a little bit down, although we still see it, but, I mean, he is playing a cleaner style of football. I love the point that you brought up early, because what was one of the biggest knocks on Justin Fields when the Steelers traded for him. Look at his record as a quarterback. He can't win. He's 10-28 with the Chicago Bears. It seems like he can win this way. I know they haven't played the best teams. The week one team they played does look a little bit better.
The fear was.
But the big knock, more so than even the turnovers or anything,
yep.
He had a bad record as a quarterback.
I think the fear was with Fields against bad teams or mediocre teams, if he started, he'd find a way to screw those games up. And that's the risk-reward with him. Yeah, he can run at 75 yards, but there's also a good chance the offense implodes with him, and it didn't for two games.
I'd have to give Arthur Smith some credit for this then, because I do think Smith's system probably fits him more than anything they were running in Chicago. It, by design, gets him on the move.
But that is now when you say that you are criticizing a man whose family listens to the show. Are you aware of that?
The Getzies?
The Getzies.
Yeah.
And the extensions of the Getzy family. Kabali has really chronicled their
every
family tree.
Every permutation of the Getzies.
And yes. So you just know that. I know we're big in the eastern part of
Would
the region.
Would you consider Munhall to be true eastern? I guess so.
So I'm just, you're cruising for a bruising is what I'm saying here by disparaging Getzy. And you didn't want to say his name?
Well, there were multiple guys running that show, though,
But Getzy is the one who really takes the brunt of it.
Well, you're the one saying that. I'm just saying that Chicago writ large did him no favors.
Here is Jan on the fan. Hello, Jan.
Hi. I listen to your show pretty much every day.
Well, thank
and
you, Jan.
I can't see why he is any better, that Fields is any better than Kenny Pickett. I mean, they never gave Kenny Pickett a chance to go with the new coordinator. They only had him for about a year and a half, and Justin Fields was 3 years in Chicago.
Jan, may I offer something to you?
Sure.
Everything that everyone has heard or reported about Kenny's situation here suggests that had he not wanted to get out of Pittsburgh, they never would have traded him, nor would they have traded for Justin
yes.
Fields.
Yes, Kenny Pickett asked for a trade, Jan.
Now, I listened to one of the reports. It's a woman. I can't remember
Aditi.
Her name.
Her name's Aditi.
Yes. I listened to that one broadcast when she was talking, and she didn't believe what the Steelers were saying
about him.
Fair
enough. Let me ask you this, Jan. What does Kenny Pickett do better than Justin Fields?
He didn't have much of a chance here.
Oh, yes, I understand that. That was your first point. But I'm just saying, when you look at both quarterbacks,
objectively,
what would
just
you say?
Stand them side by side.
We know Jan. What does he do better?
Yeah, well, we've only seen Justin Fields for two games. But I am like a second. Like, we lived in Chicago for like 11 years.
Congratulations
and
on all your
games.
Success. Yes.
Okay. And he did not impress me. And I'll tell you what, this last game, this past Sunday, I couldn't keep awake.
Oh, well, the second
that's
half,
a,
we agree
that's more
with
of a Mike Tomlin problem. Jan, have you ever seen in your life, and do you think Kenny Pickett in his life would ever be capable of making the throw Fields made to Pickens that got called back because of a holding?
Yes.
You think Kenny could make that throw?
Yes, I do.
I don't think if you gave Kenny Pickett 10 tries in the exact same situation, that ball would be completed one time.
Thank you, Jan. We appreciate you listening. So is this going to be something, and no offense to Jan, but is this a real thing that exists out there?
Yes, I wouldn't say it's major, but there is a small feeling of sour grapes about Kenny's not being here and the idea that Justin Fields is being treated and surrounded by much better people in situationally. He's in a better spot than Kenny ever was.
I mean, do people think the Steelers would be 2-0 with Kenny Pickett as their quarterback?
I don't think they would be. It's true, by the way, that he has a much better coordinator and that maybe Tomlin learned his lesson on that front. But again, the revisionist history here is ridiculous. Kenny is not as talented as Fields, and Kenny wanted to be traded. I was told that by somebody. No offense to Aditi, although this will probably come up tomorrow somehow because it'll get back to her. I believe the people I heard from that Kenny wanted to be traded more than I believe what Aditi was told.
Aditi never argued that he didn't ask for a trade. She argued about, or she defended Kenny on the way that it like was handled and went down.
I stand firmly by what I was told because it's what actually happened.
He's doing a lot of the similar things. He's getting after people. He's aggressive. He's multiple. He's got some awesome bastard zones.
Normally, Mike Tomlin talking about bastards would be enough for us to designate his comment our Tomlinism of the week. Week one, it was second lap around the track. What did we settle on for week two? Electric Boogaloo.
Glad you asked. The Tomlinism tracker, cute minutia.
The cute minutia.
Oh, we had such cute minutia. But I think that bastard, what was it, bastard zones?
He has
or bastard
some nice
coverages?
Bastard zones. Some awesome bastard zones.
I thought that I heard that in the car driving in and was like, nah, he didn't call them bastard zones.
What is a bastard zone?
Isn't a bastard child a child who does not have a known father?
I think that's, yes.
Okay, so does that mean that the zones, what?
We have a 30-minute press conference. Just, can somebody there ask for clarity on bastard zones? Just for our edification.
No, because you know what you're going to get from him. He's going to say, sometimes I say things in some very unique ways to try to keep everybody engaged or whatever. You know what I mean. He's going to give you that same spiel that
he bastard zones aren't actually a thing. He just made up.
I do believe he made up the term bastard zones. I believe that's a Mike term. But I think there's one anyway that's it's a longer Tomlinism, but I think it's a better one that we got.
I think this is what you're referring to. As per usual, Mike got testy with Brooke Pryor of ESPN. She circled back to Justin Fields' comment from Sunday about Russell Wilson getting a, quote, petty game ball after the Steelers win in Denver. Russell Wilson getting paid a lot of money to play for the Steelers. And Justin Fields said he deserved it because he was done dirty by the Broncos. And Tomlin did not appreciate Brooke asking him that question today.
None of your businesses, respectfully. There's certain things that go on among teams that I don't talk about. Whether it gets out or how it gets out is unimportant to me, and I'm not overly guarded against it. But it's just certain things as a leader that I talk to the collective about that I have zero intentions of sharing with the larger public because it's about our collective and how we come together and how we appreciate and support one another. You know, I can't give you all the ingredients to the hot dog. You might not like it.
That's got to win.
Yep.
It's got to win. I can't give you all the ingredients to the hot dog. You might not like it. That's the best answer he's given Brooke all year, and probably for the last year plus.
And my rebuttal is, I know. I can't recite them off the top of my head. I'm aware of the fact that the ingredients of a hot dog, when you look at them, might gross you out or cause you to ask yourself, what am I putting into my body? But guess what? Still love them.
Kabali listed off the ingredients to the hot dog. Here we go. Just you both can chime in when I read one that really bothers you. Mechanically separated chicken and pork, water, corn syrup, modified food starch, you got to have that, salt, sodium lactate, dextrose, sodium phosphates, sodium diacetate. Yeah. How about this one? I like this one the best. Flavoring. What kind of flavoring? You can do your own research. There's flavoring, though.
It's the king of processed foods.
Aren't, like, some of the beef hot dogs a little bit healthier, though?
And I don't like the way beef hot dogs taste compared to the pork and chicken hot dogs.
I'm a convert on the beef hot dogs because you go to the big box stores, they have the best ones.
I want the lips and ears and things like that in there. Yeah.
Yeah? But you won't eat... You're out of hot dog season right now. It's after Labor Day.
No. I have a new take on things that I haven't told you about.
A new lease on life with hot dogs?
I think September is the new August.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of climate change, maybe.
Now that I'm not in school anymore and I don't have to worry about, like,
I thought
you
were
going to
say it's hotter out, later out.
Summer is over. Well, yeah, it still feels like summer. It's 80 degrees today. I'm still in shorts.
Yeah.
So I'm acting like we're still in the summer. Technically, we are. Is that the first day of fall
yet? Summer's got, like, a couple days left. Yeah.
But, like, my big spiel now is to the pool owners and stuff out there, keep them open in September. Keep the party going. Don't cover up those grills yet. Don't put the covers on your...
Don't take the buns and the wieners and put them away.
Don't put the covers on the outdoor...
October 1, hot dog season goes bye-bye?
Yeah, like basically my cutoff is if it's below 75 degrees, I'm
done
with hot dogs.
Now, quick question on the tubed meats in buns. Do we call, like, October, November, December brat season? Because you go to a football tailgate for like Wisconsin does a tailgate in late October.
That's always my exception to the rule.
It's a brat.
I will eat at a football tailgate. It can be like frozen tundra ice bowl conditions.
You'll
and
eat
I want
dog.
To eat a hot dog. Yeah.
Okay, but I think the brat is the hot dog's cold weather cousin.
I don't eat brats enough. I had one great experience with a brat. It was like an orgasmic experience where we got them at Costco when we were down in Deep Creek. And I was so drunk that I had 7 in one sitting.
You had 7 brats?
Yeah.
With a bun each time?
With spicy brown mustard. Yep. Yeah.
That's like a day and a half worth of food right there.
I know.
No regrets, though, right?
I also had a gummy that day.
Well, that would you could have led with that, and it would have explained
so much.
It was
unbelievable. It was so good, and I haven't gone back there.
You don't want
to Deep Creek and also, not Deep Creek, this was down in, not Deep Creek, Outer Banks is where it happened.
So you really don't want to mess with a perfect first experience, one and only.
I feel like I'm going to try brats again, and I'm going to be disappointed.
Unless you have a gummy first.
Because the first, yeah, but I don't do that anymore because I get too paranoid.
Anyway, I think this is one of the better Tomlinisms if we're just rating them against each other. I think it's one of the
candidate
better ones.
For Tomlinism of the year.
I think it's an early strong one because second lap around the track we've heard cute minutia was a new one, but he really went into just hot dog theory right there.
Yep. Here's Bob and Plum on Justin Fields. Hello, Bob.
Hey, how you doing today, bud?
Bob, are you a hot dog guy?
Yeah, I can eat the hot. I like sausage better than anything. Hot sausage with peppers and onions.
Oh, good, yeah,
good, very good choice. Very good choice, Bob.
That's my favorite. Hey, Justin Fields, he's a starting quarterback in the NFL. Absolutely. They drafted him number one for a reason. The guy has a scrambling ability. He has the arm. He has the ability to take a shot if they give him one. I think if I were Omar, I'd be calling up Miami right now and seeing if they needed Russell Wilson for one of their speedy receivers.
You think they might trade Russell Wilson to Miami for Tyreek Hill?
I don't think they get Tyreek Hill, but they got other speedy receivers that'll start with the Steelers because the Steelers got nobody behind.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Bob
is ready to trade Russell Wilson now after two games from Justin Fields. Interesting.
This is a public service announcement to our listeners, or mainly Twitter users. I saw people saying, hey, call up Miami and see if they'll give you a first for Russell Wilson.
Yes, that's because Rex Ryan said that on TV.
Folks.
Rex Ryan gave that life.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.